97.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden is expected tomorrow to sign a $95 billion spending bill with aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It passed the Senate 79-18 tonight.
To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran. To innocent civilians in Gaza in the midst of a war, and to those around the world who face hunger, America will deliver food and medicine and clothing.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the president of Columbia University, is giving students in an encampment who are protesting the war in Gaza and the school's ties to Israel a half an hour to reach an agreement with the university. A former Washington State police officer accused in a list of crimes, including the murder of his ex-wife and the kidnapping of his one-year-old son, died of a self-inflicted gunshot at the end of a pursuit with Oregon State troopers. This is ABC News. Turning the tables on advocates of book bans.
In 2023, more than 4,000 books were targeted for having inappropriate content for children in schools and libraries. Now, Democratic-leaning states like Minnesota are turning the page on that conservative movement by proposing a ban on book bans. But Minnesota GOP State Representative Patricia Mueller opposes the proposal, saying poor reading scores are a bigger problem.
Every book is banned for a child that doesn't know how to read.
Some states say they will also propose legislation to protect librarians from civil or criminal liability. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A man that was magnet fishing in Georgia's Horse Creek came up with more than he was expecting. A .22 caliber rifle and other evidence from the 2015 murder of a Cobb County couple. The Postal Service plans to follow through with a measure that will reroute mail in the Reno area to Sacramento. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Playoff basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 between the Bucks and the Pacers in Milwaukee. The Pacers trying to figure out how they lost Game 1 Sunday night. I spoke to forward Pascal Siakam.
Obviously, we see what, you know, was thrown at us, and we go and learn from it in terms of just, like, rotations and different things like that, but also You know, mentally, it's just like they played harder than us in the first half. So, and I think it was clear as day when we came back in the second half. I thought it was a lot better.
The Bucks' Bobby Portis on winning game one without Giannis.
Knowing our situation we're in, obviously we have one of the best players in the world who's not playing. So it was big for other guys to step up. The biggest thing in the playoffs is just winning the game, no matter how it is. If it's a street fight, if it's an ugly game, it's you're hitting 23, however it gets done. The main thing is just to win. Come back tomorrow, correct some things, and then get back at it on Tuesday.
Baseball, the Brewers series in Pittsburgh continues. They lost last night 4-2 to the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight and a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s. And upper 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Currently it's 37.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the Donald Trump trial. I for people watching on TV, I'm holding this up just to show you I'm not making this up. This is the Chyron on one of the networks this morning. Trump is looking at Pecker as he testifies. Seriously. But that's what's going on. David Pecker's on the stand, and Trump is glaring at him. And he's in the process of, you know, laying out how he would do catch and kills on behalf of Donald Trump and how Michael Cohen was his go-to guy and all that kind of stuff. It's fascinating. In fact, I'll give you a little update on everything that I know about what's going on in New York right now. And we are monitoring this on a moment-to-moment basis. I've got monitors here in the studio. I've got, you know, a computer right in front of me. Anything that happens of any consequence, I'll keep you up to date on. So you can stay right here and stay up to date on what's going on with the Donald Trump trial. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Also, unveiling the actual shocking driver of crime in America. We'll get into that in this first hour. In the second hour of our program, our single guest for the day, David Pepper, is going to drop by. Are younger voters choosing Trump? And if so, why? What's going on with that? And also some interesting stuff just coming out of Ohio, which is where David is based. That's David Pepper, not David Pecker, the guy who's testifying for Trump. I mean, we've got a potential for some confusion here today. But anyhow, no, the Trump guy is not going to be on the show. The Wisdom School alert: is the logic of our younger culture harmful to the planet? We'll dig into that in the second hour. Also, why this summer may be especially hot in the United States. What's the deal? It has to do with an El Nino becoming a La Nina in the middle of the summer. It's going to get weird. In the third hour of our program, Republicans are still trying to fool women in red states. Now with these BS ballot initiatives, they're creating ballot initiatives that sound like they're there to protect your right to abortion, but in fact are abortion bans. And, you know, they've got really nice titles. And also, will non-compete clauses be soon be illegal? What does that mean? We'll talk about that. This is a federal agency determination. That is very interesting. So on the Trump crime wave, Trump basically, you know, going into this case with in front of Judge Mershon, he had basically two options. And this is not with regard to the gag order. This is with regard to the case as a whole. He could have said, you know, yeah, I had an affair with her and we paid her off. I did it because I wanted to save the embarrassment to my family. You know, as long as he keeps it to that rather than to influence an election, it's not a felony. It's okay to lie to your spouse, and it's okay to try to cover up an affair. Those are not illegal things. They're covered by the First Amendment. It's not okay to try to throw an election. So he could have said, you know, yeah, I did it, and I was embarrassed, and I just was trying to protect Melania. And had he made that argument, he would probably, at the very worst, be facing the a New York misdemeanor of falsifying business records, for which he would not go to jail. He wouldn't even, you know, there's a remote possibility, but it's pretty remote. Or he could just, you know, put it all on the line. He could put all his chips on the table, as it were, push it all in, and say, there was no affair. I had no idea that Michael Cohen, you know, mortgaged his home to pay off this woman. I don't know why he did it. I didn't ask him to do it. He's lying. She's lying. Everybody's lying except me, Donald Trump. I'm the only one who tells the truth. He could take that position. These are basically his binary choices, right? And if he takes that position, either he gets off scot-free because the jury believes him, or at least one person on the jury believes him, and there is one person on the jury who has read three Trump books and gets his news from Truth Social, so yikes. But, you know, on the other hand, it's a high-risk bet because, you know, if the jury doesn't believe him, then he's guilty of a felony. In fact, he's guilty of multiple felonies, and those multiple felonies might end him up in jail. Now, Todd Blanche, his lead attorney, you know, and Donald Trump have gone with option number two, clearly, denying everything. And, you know, there's some huge holes in this. First of all, why would Michael Cohen take out a home equity loan if his boss didn't ask him to? I mean, that's not the kind of thing that you do. Hey, I think I'll help out my boss here without telling him. I'll mortgage my home for him. Really? I don't think so. And the second is that, you know, he paid Cohen $420,000, which includes the payments for McDougal and for Daniels, plus enough to cover the taxes, basically. I mean, you know, it's the bottom line of it. As the FBI affidavit says, this is in the Cohen case, quote, I have learned, this is an FBI agent writing, I have learned that in the days following the Access Hollywood video, Cohen exchanged a series of calls, text messages, and emails with Keith Davidson, who was then Clifford's attorney. That's Clifford's Stormy Daniels. Her real name is Stephanie Clifford. David Pecker and Dylan Howard of American Media, the publisher of the National Enquirer, Trump and Hope Hicks, who was then press secretary for Trump's presidential campaign. So now expect to see Hope Hicks testify to this. You know, David Pecker is testifying to it as we speak. He said Michael Cohen was pleased by the way I was going to handle these issues. He said that on the stand just a few moments ago. So there's that. And then there's the contempt of court hearing. They held that this morning. There were 10 specific items that the prosecutors were saying were examples of Trump committing contempt of court, violating the gag order. And they, you know, they were asking the judge not to throw him in jail, which is the judge's prerogative, but to fine him. Now, the problem is the maximum fine for contempt of court in New York State is $1,000. And apparently, you know, I'm not a New York lawyer, but I've read this in a couple of places. If it's not $1,000, it's, you know, maybe two or three. But it's not a lot. It's an amount that Trump can kind of sneer at. I mean, you'll recall, I think he had to pay $15,000 in contempt of court charges on his fraud trial in Tanya Chutkan's courthouse. Of course, that was not a state. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was the, no, this was Letitia James. Yeah, that was a state court also. So there you go. So anyhow, these are the things that are going on right now. And you know, it's going to get weird. It's going to get weird. And the big question, frankly, is how is this going to affect Trump's candidacy? The other thing that's interesting is that there was a new filing yesterday in the documents, the so-called documents case. It's really a Espionage Act case down in Florida, the one that's before Judge Eileen Cannon, where Donald Trump stole cases of top secret documents and military secrets, smuggled them down to Mar-a-Lago, kept them in a room with a giant copy machine that's capable of copying and transmitting things over the internet, and like to Russia. And God only knows what he did with them. But, you know, he lied to the FBI about it repeatedly. So anyhow, in that case, Walton Nauta, who is was his body guy, was his factotum, his, you know, right-hand man kind of guy around Mar-a-Lago. Now it has been revealed that the FBI has proof that Donald Trump offered Walt Nauta a pardon if he lied to the FBI. So, again, don't expect Judge Cannon to do anything about this, because she is just, you know, up to her eyeballs in Trump love, you know, or Trump fear. I mean, I think it's entirely possible that the reason Judge Eileen Cannon is cutting Trump every single possible slack is so that he won't attack her and her husband. And that's not an irrational concern. So, anyhow, new evidence of how, you know, severe Trump's crimes are down in Florida. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm curious how you think this is going to affect the election. I frankly don't think it's going to affect the hardcore Trump base at all. None of this. What say you? My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement?
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because it's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, by going to drmartypets.com/Tom or texting Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about crime in America. Donald Trump, a week or two ago in Las Vegas, in a rally that he held there, he said, he was speaking about Washington, D.C. It's out of control, a crime. And he says, this is a verbatim quote, we're going to federalize it. We're going to have the toughest law enforcement in the country. We're not going to have any more crime. It's going to look beautiful. Which was, you know, Mussolini, Hitler's claim, too. No more crime. You know, we're going to get rid of the crime. It's what Duterte said he was going to do in the Philippines. He, you know, he killed 10,000 drug users, got rid of crime. If that's what you want. But here's the thing. Most Americans think that crime is caused by bad morals or poverty. And in fact, all of the studies, or most of the studies, and there's been a considerable number of them, so there's a substantial body of research here. Most of the studies show that, in fact, what causes crime is inequality. Inequality essentially makes people crazy. And if you think I'm just, you know, blowing smoke here, walk into a kindergarten class with a box of cookies, give one cookie to each kid, and then give 20 cookies to one kid, and watch what happens. I mean, you will figure out very quickly, if that kid tries to hang on to those 20 cookies, that people resent inequality. It makes us mentally ill. It makes societies mentally ill. And America has now become the single most unequal society on Earth. We have greater riches at the very top. We've got three men who own more wealth than the bottom half of Americans. 150, what would that be, 300, half of 335, whatever that is, you know, 160 some odd million Americans have less combined wealth, all of them together, than three men? You're not seeing this pretty much in any other country in the world. Yes, there are some, you know, pretty massive concentrations of wealth. Russia is right up there, for example, Saudi Arabia, but even they are not hitting the levels of wealth that we have here. I mean, you got people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos who have so much money that it's just, you know, it exceeds anything that we have ever seen in history. More wealth than the pharaohs, more wealth than the kings of ancient Europe. Just mind-boggling levels of wealth. And what that does is it's very corrosive to society. I've worked, and I lay this out in the article about working in Colombia and the slums there in Bogota, or working in Uganda, or working in South Sudan on the border with Darfur, working in the Philippines with Father Ben Carrion, or in Thailand with the Dwayne Pratip Foundation. In all of these venues and all of these places, I was working in slums. I was living in slums. I was interacting with people who lived in slums. And yeah, there was some crime, but nothing
like, you know, I mean, just, you know, the entire community basically would react if somebody within the community was committing crimes. Most of the crimes were coming from outside. Most of them had to do with organized crime. But when you look at wealthier societies like the United States, and when you start, and those countries are, you know, unequal, but they're far less unequal than here. And as you start seeing inequality getting worse and worse and worse, the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, and the middle class largely vanishing. Keep in mind, 66% of us were in the middle class in 1980. It's 43% of us now. You know, Reaganomics, neoliberal Reaganomics, 40 years of it. It's a, you know, Joe Biden is literally the first president since Ronald Reagan, or since Jimmy Carter, before Ronald Reagan, to push back against neoliberalism. And even Jimmy Carter was starting to accept neoliberalism. He deregulated the train industry, deregulated the travel industry, you know, airplanes. He took several steps toward neoliberalism. It was a fad, you know, in the 70s and 80s. And now we're paying the price for it. But what I saw in each one of those countries is that, it, you know, crime was not the problem. Poverty was a problem. But, you know, crime wasn't so much coming out of the poverty. The crime, and again, this is what these studies all show, is that crime comes out of inequality, not poverty. This Oxford Economic Papers, quote, using variation within U.S. states over the time, we document a robust association between the distribution of conspicuous consumption and violent crime. Another one from the World Economic Forum. Our key finding is that, in fact, municipalities with lower inequality saw lower rates of crime. In other words, while the overall national data reveals an apparent paradox broken down by smaller geographic regions, that paradox does not hold. Less economic disparity does lead to less crime. A study of 148,000 people across 142 countries showed, as the Economist magazine wrote, this was the headline to the article about it, quote, the stark relationship between income inequality and crime. Equality Trust in the UK, quote, small permanent decreases in inequality, such as reducing inequality from the level found in Spain to that found in Canada, would reduce homicides by 20% and lead to a 23% long-term reduction in robberies. I mean, study after study after study finds that this is very much the case. Which brings us to the Republican Party. What do they want to do? They want to defund the IRS so the rich tax cheats who are walking away with, you know, an estimated $100 billion a year can cheat even more on their taxes. Ted Cruz calling for the abolition, and John Barrasso recalling for the abolition of the IRS. This is crazy. What say you? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. David Pecker testifying that Michael Cohen used to send him article ideas like, hey, let's pick on Ted Cruz. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden is expected tomorrow to sign a $95 billion spending bill with aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It passed the Senate 79-18 tonight.
To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran. To innocent civilians in Gaza in the midst of a war, and to those around the world who face hunger, America will deliver food and medicine and clothing.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the president of Columbia University, is giving students in an encampment who are protesting the war in Gaza and the school's ties to Israel a half an hour to reach an agreement with the university. A former Washington State police officer accused in a list of crimes, including the murder of his ex-wife and the kidnapping of his 1-year-old son, died of a self-inflicted gunshot at the end of a pursuit with Oregon State troopers. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed 3 of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. 26 years later, Jerry Seinfeld has mixed feelings about the way his sitcom ended. The 69-year-old comedian does not believe in regret, but told People.com that thinking about it still causes mixed emotions. The show ended with Jerry, Kramer, George, and Elaine all in jail for violating a Good Samaritan law in a small town. Seinfeld says the topic came up when he was talking with fellow Seinfeld creator Larry David about the fact that Seinfeld is never mentioned when people discuss great TV finales. Seinfeld lists Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, and Mad Men as great finales, adding that he feels Mad Men was the best ever. Co-creator David also says he has some issues with the way the show ended. Seinfeld admits to being influenced by network producers at the time who thought since the characters were selfish on the show that the ending should be consistent with that. The ending might not be perfect, but at least they never jumped a shark. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A freeze warning in effect for the overnight as we'll see clear skies, light winds, and temperatures tumbling to the upper 20s. After our frosty start Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-50s, mostly clear mid-30s Wednesday night. It's 36 at our studios.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio and artist, actor, comedian Steve Segrin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
How they did a 2015 headline. Bungling surgeon Ben Carson left sponge in patient's brain, and apparently in response to a request from Michael Cohen that they needed to dirty up Ben Carson because he was giving Donald Trump a run for his money in the primary. This is from 2015, you know, during the Republican primaries. Very strange stuff. I don't think anybody on that jury is ever again going to read the National Enquirer with the same eye, you know, or for that matter, probably anybody who's paying attention to this trial. So what say you on all this? Let's pick up your calls here. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Regarding this trial with Trump, I don't understand why this judge is not putting Trump in jail. Trump is trying this case on the media, with television and social media, because he has no control on the court. And even his attorneys, they should also be reprimanded because they are pushing Trump's violation of his gag orders. He's threatening, you know, jurors. He's threatening people. He's calling people names. He shouldn't be allowed to say a word about this case anywhere outside that courtroom. And so, my thinking is, why is it that he is not in jail? I mean, he's making a mockery of the justice system, and that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I agree with your sentiment. And apparently Donald wants to go to jail. He apparently thinks that that will get him a lot of sympathy and a lot more money from his donors, and he wants to play the martyr. I think what the judge should do, they've got a holding cell that's right next to the courtroom, you know? And people who are incalcitrant or recalcitrant, I guess is the word. But he's going to have to wait for Trump to disrupt the hearings, the proceedings, to do that, to stick him in that room, because that would be appropriate to, you know, disruptive behavior, which I think Trump will eventually get to. But in terms of, throwing him in jail for his tweets and things, or for his Truth Socials or whatever you call them, the judge is very clearly reluctant to do that, and even the prosecution is not asking for it. I think they all agree with Trump that it would work to Trump's benefit.
Well, yeah, but I don't agree with that sentiment because this is working in Trump's favor when he's being allowed to do this.
I agree. I think it's very troubling. I would not want to be Judge Mershon. Also, if he puts Trump in jail, I mean, he's really painting a target on his own back and that of his daughter and his wife. That's got to be weighing on him as well. So, Alfredo, I got to move along. But thank you for the call.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Well, my comment about is that's what cops are for, to protect you. I don't think that Judge Mershon should hold back. However, I think he's going to give him. He's going to give Trump house confinement. I think that would, you know, I think the whole idea of Trump in prison, you know, with what Secret Service he's going to have them there. Are they going to have to run shifts of Secret Service agents into a prison to protect him while he's in prison? House confinement could be just as bad. I don't think Unsung Choo Chi or whatever the heck her name is has enjoyed being in house confinement in Burma all these probably a decade or more.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's been there for a while. Trumpanzees, though, they're not going to give up the give up the ghost regarding Trump. And I don't know how many there are, but where are they mostly? In southern states and some of the intermountain western states, scattered here and there. You know, I can name maybe two or three places where they exist in California, and that would be in the north and in the southeast parts of the state. But we have all these swing voters. We have these voters that don't really pay attention much, but then they go out and vote. Okay. And, you know, Biden's got to sell them the fact that they are better off now than what they were 4 years ago, because he's added 15 million jobs to the economy. Infrastructure is being rebuilt. You know, there's plenty of projects going on. There's more manufacturing jobs. And a lot of these jobs are in red taker states, by the way.
You're right.
And, yeah, and, you know, and then he has to maybe...
The largest percentage
maybe,
of them, actually.
Yeah, and, you know, he has to remind people that Trump killed 500,000 people while in office with his COVIDiocy.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest, you know, what I want to see on TV for TV ads is showing that cop being squeezed in the door jam in the Capitol.
Right.
You know, this is what Trump did. And people aren't going to want that, the vast majority of American people. So that's what I have to say this morning.
I think I do. And,
yeah.
And I think that just the fact that Trump is a criminal defendant is taking him down a peg. It's reducing his patina of potency, you know, of I Claudius. I'm the big guy here. You know, suddenly he's the little guy. And I don't think he's enjoying it. I don't think it's helping with his base, frankly. I mean, I think that's why there's only three pro-Trump protesters outside the courthouse. You'd think that.
Yeah, he called on many of them to show up, but they remember what happened the last time.
Yeah,
many got arrested and are now in prison.
That's right. And he sent out this message on social media yesterday and the day before. You know, basically begging people to show up, and he got three people. I mean, it's just like. This guy is fading right in front of our eyes. He's just fading. He's aging. He's fading. And at the same time, you know, Joe Biden is getting more and more done every day. He's traveling around the country like the Energizer Bunny. He's getting endorsements and getting things done. So,
sure.
Yeah. Dennis, I got to run.
Well,
thank
funny.
You for the call.
Okay.
Oh, well, finish your thought.
Sure.
What's
bye-bye now. Okay. Trump the other day apparently, you know, canceled in North Carolina because it was going to rain and he didn't want to get his hair wet, which reminds me of when he was in France for the World War One or World War Two, commemorations, and he didn't want to go visit the cemetery because it was raining. I mean, you know, people wise up, man. This guy is a clown.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he's a self-involved clown who loves only one person, himself. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Dennis, thank you very much. Denise in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I just, I kind of disagree with you on the Trump wants to go to jail thing. I don't think he does. Trump has been taken care of and coddled his whole life, and jail is not that. I think he just thinks he's so far above all this. I mean, you can see his demeanor in court, you know. I think he just thinks, no, this is never going to happen to me, you know. And, you know, the fact that the courts are not holding him accountable, I mean, for his violating the gag order, that just feeds his base that he is above them. He's above all of us because he's not held accountable like the rest of us would be.
That's an excellent point, Denise. That's an excellent point. Yeah, both of your points are excellent.
Yeah, I don't think the courts are doing justice for
And yet
the
in
community.
The in the in the case in I believe it was Judge who was the other male judge that Trump was before in Washington D.C.? I'm forgetting his name, but anyhow, you know who I'm talking about. And he said, you want me to put you in jail, and I'm not going to do that. And Trump said, yes, I do. I mean, you know, now that may have been, you know, his Brer Rabbit moment. You know, don't throw me in there, Briar Patch. I just don't know. But I guess we'll find out if, you know, if he pushes the judge over the top. You know, it's going to get real interesting.
Right. Yeah, I think they need to, he needs to be taken down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He needs to be held like held to the same account any of us would be, then I think maybe some of his base will wake up and go, oh, he isn't above all of us. You know, he is just a man, just like the rest of us. You know?
I agree, on the one hand. On the other hand, they sent Hitler to jail for a year, and it made him more popular than ever.
Really?
Yeah, in 1923, Hitler, you know, in 22 or 23, Hitler tried to overthrow the government of Bavaria. He led about 1,000 people. They stormed the Bavarian capital in Munich. They stormed the governor's mansion, equivalent of the governor's mansion. It's called a rat house, and ironically, and they arrested him and they threw him in jail for a year for trying to overthrow the government. And that's when he wrote Mein Kampf, and he got all kinds of press from being in jail, and he just played the martyr role, and it worked. I mean, it took him all the way to the chancellorship in 1932.
I did know that, but I think that was kind of the beginning. That was at the beginning of Hitler's reign.
Yeah.
But like you just said, Trump, there's no one in court to support him. There's no protesters outside. Yeah. I mean, and you know, he has this $175 million thing held over his head. No one's helping him. I mean, MBS isn't helping him. Putin's not helping him. His children aren't helping him. I mean, he had to go to some used car dude in California to get help, you know?
Yeah, good
point. So I think he's sliding, like you said.
Yeah, this could be the fading. This could be the end of the Trump phenomenon, as it were. Denise, thank you. I'm inclined to agree with your perspective. Thank you very much. That was great. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
By the way, the judge just kicked the jury out of the room. We're not sure exactly why. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition.
Everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, though, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they can do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com, zapmydebt.com. That's for Pivotal Debt Solutions, zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
I just wanted to touch on your point on crime in America and your last caller on the class differences in a very unequal society. Mm-hmm. Just want to point out, yes, all over Fox News yesterday is the news that the mayor of Los Angeles mansion was invaded and she was in the home and the invader made it to the second floor. This is nothing new in that city, which has incredible inequality if you look at the west side where the wealthy live versus the rest of the area, or their mobility, basically cars in Los Angeles. I was a college student over 50 years ago at UCLA, ensconced between Beverly Hills, Bel Air, and Brentwood. You would not believe the crime that would drive in to that campus and just... Girls were raped between the dorm and the halls where the classes are held. Young people abducted from the frat row on the western boundary of the campus and murdered somewhere else up in the foothills. It's on and on. And then you look at the areas around there. I lived near Beverly Hills, not in it, but in it. And continually, people driving in and hunting down folks on Sunset Boulevard and gunning them down in their Mercedes, you know, to rob them. This is nothing new because we are more unequal than any of Western, well, advanced rich society.
Right. Right.
I mean, we're on a level with Brazil, Argentina, I guess, Mexico, and it's not going to stop. And we need to do something about it, and we need to organize, and we need to fight it. And I totally agree with you, and I agree with your last couple of callers on this point. That's just me.
Well, thank you, Susan. Your point was very well made. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Demetrius in Concord, North Carolina. Hey, Demetrius, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
First-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And the algorithm on YouTube and the white rural rage, and I'm like, quite interesting. I went through and I listened to several of your videos here on YouTube, and you know, it's quite interesting. And I just want to add my little two cent in on some things that I've been doing. I do research on stuff before I get to talking on it, and I scratch my head mainly at mainly Republicans, because they don't do the policies that led us up to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, they whine and complain about immigration reform, but they never talk about the 1986 Immigration Reform Act that Ronald Reagan
signed. That was the last time we had a significant immigration reform.
And they never talk about how, since they're against this free trade and everything for America, so I drive a truck. I see what's going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this September it'll be 20 years I've been out here trucking. They never talk about how when Richard Nixon went over to China on so-called relations, but it was a trade deal that he was scoring.
Yeah, it was on behalf of Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, they never talk about what leads us up in the policies from years ago. I mean, even back to the 1800s or something, you got a few policies that put us in predicament where we are now, you know.
Yeah. The Monroe Doctrine, for example.
I just scratched my head. That was the two I can name several more, but I just scratched my head. You know, these conservatives, they love liberal stuff. I'm like, what? I mean, even here at my job, they get on the political bandwagon. You know, I don't talk politics and religion with people because it can leave a bad taste.
Yeah.
The customers I deliver to at the job. But they so, everything's so conservative. But you want everything around here fair and equal to it. Don't go fair and equal. I'm like, what happened to the fair and equal? Well, we want to change it now, and that stuff like that happens in politics. If it ain't, and I said a lot in the evangelical church, you know, they are so anti-abortion, but do you think? I mean, to hear the pundits on the news channels, they only think that liberals and Democrats are the only ones to get abortions. I'm like, are y'all nutty as fruitcake?
Right.
I mean,
Well, and the evangelical community was pro-choice right up until 1980. They changed as a part of a political calculation, you know, as a result of their interaction with the Reagan campaign.
I mean,
so, Demetrius, I got to run. We're out of time here, but good talking to you, and thanks for calling. Look forward to future conversations.
Thank you.
It's we're at the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, let's see, we're going into our second. Oh, David Pepper's going to be with us. Are younger voters choosing Trump? And if so, why? What the hell is going on with that? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to Tom Hartman.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.